This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. To achieve a successful financial life, you need investment advice. But there are many firms offering this kind of service, but which one should you choose? Certified financial planner Byron Moore talks about the two main types of financial firms and explains how they operate on this week's Wisdom on Wealth.
When it comes to investment advice, you've got to decide if you're purchasing a commodity or specialty item. Now, a commodity is something usually uniform in quality between companies that produce or sell it. You can't tell the difference between one firm's product and another. When dealing with a commodity, price is the only thing that can differentiate. It becomes all important. Why buy a bag of sugar for $2 when you can buy the same bag for $1? A specialty item, by definition, is special. You can't just get it anywhere. The quality is limited, therefore the price usually is higher. The financial services industry can be divided up into two different camps. They represent two different sets of target clients. Let's call the first client the DIY set. It's the do-it-yourself group. DIY financial services firms are like Lowe's or Home Depot. They promote the idea that you can do certain projects, home or financial, yourself, just as well as anyone else can, and save money by doing so. So price comes up over and over again in their marketing. DIY financial firms promote the idea that all investments boil down to a few basic elements that can basically be easily understood and manipulated. Therefore, low price and ease of service, cool websites, mobile apps become paramount. Advisors in this world represent additional expenses for no value in return. After all, remember, you can do it yourself. The second segment of the financial services world is the DIWH, or do-it-with-help crowd. Some of those firms employ salesmen who sell their products. Others promote their services through advisors, but usually they don't pay the advisor directly. They let the advisor negotiate their fee directly with their own clientele and simply provide the products to the public through the advisor. Neither approach is right or wrong, but they are fundamentally different, and I believe are for fundamentally different people. It is mathematically true that fees can erode the performance of an account over time. But I think real life tells another story. If an investor or a retiree today is in bad shape today, it is likely not because they've paid fees that are too high. They're in bad shape financially today because they A, failed to start early enough, B, failed to save enough, C, failed to have an investment plan, rather they had a collection of investments that were either sold to them or they bought because they read an interesting blog post, D, they sold out when they were scared, E, they kept buying when they shouldn't have because this time it's different, and F, they bought when everyone else was buying and sold when everyone else was selling, they followed the crowd. In my experience, a mediocre investment with higher fees combined with good discipline, good investment behavior, will far outperform the best performing investment with the lowest fees in the hands of an undisciplined investor, aka an amateur. So don't be focused on the gnat of fees and let the elephant of bad behavior step on you. Pick the advisor that you like, and if you like, pay the price. But see the big picture. Don't miss the forest for the fees. Offering you wisdom on wealth, I'm Byron Moore.